Why settle for court jesters when you can have three kings? Here are your hosts, Roy, Javari, and Dan. It's the Three Kangs of the Midway Podcast.
Everybody, welcome to the Three Kings of the Midway Podcast. Or Kings, depending on your vernacular. Hey, man, we coming off another dub. And C-Dub is looking good, man. The boys is out here balling, four touchdowns. Probably should have had five. Probably should have had six.
Handling their business.
Hey, they handling business, man. They handling business. It's looking good.
So they're running the games that they're supposed to win right now. So that's a good thing to see.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. You gotta finish your breakfast.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Win the games you're supposed to win, and then, you know, we're on a bye week, so. We got the Commanders coming up. How y'all feeling about that?
I believe that this is going to be one of the first of many litmus tests, but I think this here is going to be a very small test right now because, again, the bigger tests are coming later, you know, and that's just the honest to God truth, you know. So, again, what else? Go ahead into the bye week. Again, that's the NSYNC plan. Bye, bye, bye. You know, we got the bye week coming up. So, you know, it's going to be quite interesting to see how he handles this. Because, again, like I said, when he was at USC, he went up against elite defenses and, you know, he didn't look too hot. And then, of course, you know, going into this, he had the Texans right out the gate. And then, of course, you know, after the Texans, you know, the Colts that had a pretty solid defense and, you know, he didn't have stellar showing. So, again, the Washington Commanders have a solid defense. I wouldn't say they have a good defense. And then, you know, it's going to be a competition here. And I want to see if he's going to rise to the occasion and he's going to have that really come to Jesus moment where, you know, he actually walks in and he's like, you know what? I don't give a F who you are. Jaden Daniels, you know, you made this my hometown and I'm gonna shine in my hometown. So I want to see him come in, kick the door off the hinges, and Sparta kick somebody in the damn chest and go ahead and stake his claim. This is your opportunity right here to shut everybody the hell up and show them who the fuck you are. That's just my opinion. That's my take on it. You got to show people who you are and for them to stop playing on your name flat out. This is it.
Yeah. And you know, until a guy goes out and does something against, stellar talent or defense, like you say, right. It's always going to be in the back of somebody's mind that, hey, we're playing inferior talent and we're getting over on these guys. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it is what it is. And people can get mad at that all they want to, but it's just the truth of the matter, right? So I'm a big believer, and I said it before, I'll say it again. You beat who you're supposed to beat.
Right.
Doesn't matter who's on the schedule. We don't feel sorry for nobody. This is the NFL. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at the same time, the teams that are inferior, yeah, you beat them down. And that's what they did. You know what I mean? So I give them their credit. I think he's balling. Is something to be said about that. Jacksonville was a playoff team last year. Of course, they've fallen off the face of the earth right now. But, you know, with that being said, you know, things are still what they are. You know what I mean? So you got to go out there and you got to continue to improve. That's all I want to see. I want to see the improvement. I want to see guys be competitive. I want to see them show up on, you know, this game got flexed now. You know what I mean? Already. So, you know, you get the afternoon spot, which is kind of like the marquee matchup of the day. You know what I'm saying? Except for Sunday Night Football, of course. But, you know, we'll see how it turns out, man. I think I think it's a game that's definitely winnable. So we're looking forward to that. But more importantly, man, it's not just about Caleb. This defense has been crazy. It's been sick. It's been nasty, bro. Like that, you know what I mean? Yeah, they give up a couple of yards here. You know, they made a bad play here and there, but man, they don't give up on plays. They turn the ball over at a high rate, a high level. You know, to me, that just speaks volumes to what Eberflus is doing. And not only that, but, you know, you got the players that bought into it, you know, on the defensive side of the ball, at least what he's handling over there. And, you know, with you know, guys being injured and hurt and going down, you still got guys stepping up and just, you know, going at it. You know what I mean? So you got to give these guys credit for what they've done out there so far. We just want to see this type of play against teams that are difficult or stiffer competition, you might say. Be competitive, right? I'm not saying there's must wins. I don't think there's must wins yet. But, hey, be competitive, man. Show up and play.
Yeah. I like what you said about the defense, too, because we always got to remember we got a good defense. It's going to keep us in games. And Jaden Daniels' goal, he gonna have run into some issues against the defense, you know, in my opinion. Also, I want to give props up to DeAndre Swift, man, because that dude has been balling. He started off this year, looked like that was one of the worst signings in NFL history, you know. And that dude has been balling. So I got to give him props, man. He's like that running game and Roshan Johnson, bro. Yeah. Dude, that combination, lightning and thunder.
Man, it's nice.
It's nice, man. It's
absolutely
nice.
Absolutely.
That's a good thing. That helps a young quarterback. You know what I mean? That helps a young quarterback. And also, we got to give props because we was on his ass. Shane Waldron, bro.
Yeah,
I know his first bad call, but like the one play, the play that was the interception, right? It was a play on top of the play. They brought in Doug Kramer, and they put Roshan Johnson in the backfield. So, and it was 3rd-and-1. So it looked like we were just going to do that, you know, what did they call it? God's plan or whatever, the play where you run behind Kramer at the fullback. And they did the play action off of that, which, you know, Caleb hung it in the air a little bit longer. But I think he can adjust from that. But that was a play on top of the play, and that stood out to me. It was showing me that they ain't just running stuff like when Luke Jesse was out there. They were just running random-ass plays, made no sense. They didn't build off the plays. You know, it didn't have any rhyme or reason, so I'm going to give them props. But, yeah, we got to step it up versus competition. But it's good to see them win versus an NFL team. It ain't preseason. These are NFL starters getting paid money to win games. So you got to win. You got to beat guys like this. And then, yeah, you're going to get tested. You're going to get tested later on in the season because, well, we got to play all those division opponents.
Yes, sir.
Lions and the Vikings.
Yeah.
Lions took a major blow last weekend because, like I said, Aiden Hutchinson broke his tibia. He broke that. And, I mean, now you have the Lions without both starting edges that they lost both starting edges for the season. So, they defensive pass rush, and their defense was never that great to begin with. But the one person that you did had to account for on that Lions defense was Aiden Hutchinson. Now he's gone. That I think Detroit takes a major blow and possibly a step back, because now it's going to pretty much be a boat race to see who can, you know, who can outscore the other. And if another team has that defense, then Detroit is in trouble. And I'm just being honest. I'm speaking on that right now. So I don't even see Detroit as a threat no more in the NFC North, especially without Aiden Hutchinson, because you can rattle Jared Goff. And I think they're going to start to unravel because they getting hit with the injury bug, which is something that they didn't get hit with last year. And they were able to sustain it and make that run. Barring some trade from Max Crosby or something like that, which I don't see happening, Detroit pretty much has cut this down to a 3-team race. And I'm being honest, because they're going to unravel coming down towards the home stretch. You got to have some form of defense. And Aiden Hutchinson was on his way to be defensive player of the year. He led the league in sacks before he broke his leg. So that's a major blow.
I think they'll try to address it in some way, shape, or form, but I'm not gonna write them off yet though, man, because I think we wrote them off. I didn't really pay attention to them, and kind of it was like, hey, same old Detroit, whatever, you know what I mean? Like, we've always seen Detroit play good every now and then, and then they fall off the earth. The way they're playing, I mean, they were good all last year. They're good right now.
Yeah.
They just seem to be a well-oiled machine right now. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you know, I don't put anything past them being able to go get another guy to plug in there, but I'm not going to put it past the coaching staff to have guys ready either, backups, whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Not saying that they're going to be able to step in and fill the role perfect, but, you know, I just feel like that staff, what they're doing, Aaron Glenn and those guys over there, they know what they're doing. It seems like they know what they're doing. So I think they're still formidable in that way. The NFC North, though, man, is
a gauntlet. That's a gauntlet.
Man, it's looking tough, man. And yeah, this might be a situation where it's set up to be competitive in the NFC North for years to come. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody has a young team right now.
Yeah.
It seems like, right? I think the whole division does. So if you can keep some of your stars, the Bears are doing a pretty good job of that right now, signing DJ Moore and signing some of the other guys that they did, like Jalen Johnson. So, you know, you got good players at a low price right now, and they're signing them for long-term deals. Like DJ Moore, 6 years, bro. He's gonna be, you know, underpaid in 1 year, 2 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you got Roman Dunze on a rookie contract for 5 years. And Caleb Williams, I think the key, and this is why you want to see the progress from Caleb, is that what is it all gonna come down to is who's gonna have the best quarterback in NFC. Yeah. NFC North.
Yeah.
Because you know, whoever has the best, just like what is it, the NFC, AFC West with Pat Mahomes and Justin Herbert, whoever has the best quarterback is going to dominate the division.
Yeah.
So as a Bear fan, you hope, and you see those flashes from Caleb Williams, you hope he's the best quarterback. And if he in like 2 or 3 years, he's the best dominant quarterback, because that's what you're going to need. Because like you said, it's tough. I still think Detroit is going to be formidable. They might have hurt their chances to compete for a championship, because once you get in the playoffs and you ain't got that dominant defensive player on that D-line, you're going to probably end up stuffing
them. But, absolutely. Think about it, though. They're facing the Minnesota Vikings this weekend, so that'll be the game that I'll be paying attention to on Sunday, and I'll be watching it, scouting the opposition. And if they can't handle what Minnesota is throwing at them, if they can't stop Minnesota, it's going to be trouble. It's going to be a long rest of the season, because, again, teams are going to know all we got to do really is shut down. It stopped offense one or two times because their defense can't stop us, and all we got to do is just score. If we get up by one or two scores, they in trouble because their defense can't stop nobody. And their defensive secondary is probably one of the worst in the NFL, if I'm being honest. They can't cover nobody. And I'm being dead serious. So their whole premise was Aiden Hutchinson with that high motor getting to the quarterback. You know, getting offenses off the field. So I mean, I may be cutting them short, but I mean, it is what it is, man. Aiden Hutchinson was the guy that made that defense go. It's the same thing with our defense, you know, when we had Khalil Mack. But before we got Khalil Mack, the defense was decent. But, you know, we needed a real grown man to take that defense to the next level. And then when Khalil Mack came, it just seemed like everything fell in place and everything was perfect. Mm. He's their Khalil Mack. You know, he literally is their Khalil Mack. So what, losing him for the season is going to hurt. And I just think that it's just not going to be a pass rush. It's not going to be enough of a pass rush. Guys are going to be able to sit in that pocket, pat the ball, and the whole nine. So like I said, but maybe I could be wrong, you know, but this Minnesota game is going to be a great indicator of what's to come, because again, they still have to play Minnesota twice, they still got to play us twice, they still got to play Green Bay twice, and it's a gauntlet of all four teams that final stretch of the season. That's 8 games. That's 6 games. This, though,
I'm still waiting for Sam Darnold to fall off the damn planet Earth, bro.
You know what? Hey, for real, in all honesty, though, man, you know what? Some quarterbacks just have that resurrection, you know, like Alex Smith. You know what I'm saying? He had that resurrection with Jim Harbaugh, then Harbaugh shipped his ass out of there, and then he got with Andy Reid and had it, and you know, continued on. Some coaches can just get the best out of certain players. You know what I'm saying? They just can.
I mean, that's what we said a lot, man. It's like situation, teams, schemes, all of that stuff matters. Coaching matters. You know what I mean? Yeah. Sometimes a guy just vibes, and you get what the coach is saying with, you know, with this particular coach. Maybe that's happened for Donald. I don't know. We'll see. It's gonna be interesting, though.
Absolutely. So, you know, again, we got this bye week, and I just want to know how y'all feel about, you know, that's offensive rookie of the week that Jaden Daniels has won the last 5 weeks. And, you know, the Commander fan base is kind of like trying to rub our face in it or rub our nose in it, you know, like, oh, well, Bears Twitter is going to be in shambles now that Caleb didn't win the award, as if we give a fuck. But, you know, I tell them, hey, come October 27th, we're going to be the ones laughing at the end of the day. I expect to be the ones laughing and pointing the fingers and doing the Nelson. I could care less about an offensive player of the week award. We trying to win playoff games. We trying to win divisional championships over here. We don't have weekly aspirations to win Pepsi offensive rookie of the week. We don't have those aspirations. We have Super Bowl aspirations.
It's all about pumping it up, man. Like, the NFL know what they're doing.
Oh yeah, geek it up all you want.
They're geeking it up for the fan bases to talk about it. And
I do believe that the NFL
have something to talk about and everything like that. So
yeah.
So they're, you know what I mean. It was the last game right before they're gonna play in Week 8. The Bears have a bye, of course.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, Caleb had a nice game, but so did Jaden Daniels. And you know, and he played against probably stiffer competition. Maybe they factored that in. Baltimore is a better defensive team than Jacksonville.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe they factored that in. I can't really care less, man. It don't really bother me either way. You know what I mean? It's an individual award. Player of the week doesn't mean that much to me. You know what I mean? I want to see rookie of the year. I want to see stuff like that. You know what I mean? If that happens, then so be it. But those are insignificant awards, man, to me.
I do believe the NFL, it did drop the ball, though. They should have made this a Sunday nighter. Because the last couple primetime games they've been putting on TV has been atrocious. Yeah,
you can't flex a Sunday night game, though. Man. Once some schedules come out in the offseason. Yeah.
They do it late in the season. They take a bad Sunday nighter off and put it, you know, but that's late in the season, though.
Yeah, that's
late
in the season.
You know, but, I mean, damn.
I mean, they did flex this one, though.
They flexed it to the 4 p.m. spot.
Yeah,
it was
to the 4, you know.
Yeah, the Sunday night, that's kind of hard. Yeah, that's kind of hard. You know they probably wanted to, but I'll put my stock into that, man.
But even if they wanted to, though, the other teams that get moved off of there, they like, hold up, that's money for us. Like, we need, you know, so they're not really willing to move.
Like tonight's game. That game was pure ass. Yeah. I couldn't watch that game. I couldn't watch that, bro.
Me either, bro.
This game was trash. I'm like, man, I watched preseason basketball before I watched that sorry shit that they threw on TV. Like, oh my god,
Spencer Rattler, though, bro.
Oh man, now you see why Spencer Rattler got his spot taken. While he was at Oklahoma, I'm like, my god, man. You got Alvin Kamara out there cussing him out on the field. Like, oh, man.
Y'all already know how I feel about Sean Payton. So.
Yeah. Wow.
I hate Sean Payton. I think he's overrated.
Hey, he's showing it. He handpicked Bo Nix, too. Said he was his Drew Brees. That's the hell he was looking at.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got Bo Nix out there looking like a NFL Tim Tebow.
They saw the play. He threw the ball, finger ball in between two players. Two players is open. He missed both of them. Threw the ball in between.
Jesus. Jesus.
Okay, crazy. No, man. Yeah.
So it was good to have a Keenan Allen sighting last weekend.
Oh yeah, he stepped it up. He stepped it up.
Yeah, he had two touchdowns.
What about Cole Kmet? Two touchdowns. Long snapping.
Man, I've been talking about Cole Kmet for years now. It seems like, bro.
Yeah, we were the first ones when people didn't even want us to draft him.
Absolutely. Man,
and that brings me to a point, bro. I just wanted to make mention of it. Bears fans, bro, the impatience that we have is unbelievable. Because you think about it. Everybody was on Cole Kmet for a while. He was sorry. He was trash. He wasn't going to pan out, right?
Mm-hmm.
People was on Tremaine Edmonds and TJ Edwards last year. Oh, we still, you know, now look at them. They balling, both of them, creating turnovers, getting tackles, doing all kinds of stuff all over the field. Look at DJ Moore. They was, you know, oh, he's washed up. That bad signing. They re-signed him. Why did you re-sign him? Blah, 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 at the beginning of the year. Keenan Allen, they called him Fat Boy in training camp.
They said
Fat Boy in training camp. I mean, the impatience, bro, it's like knee-jerk reactions every single time, bro. It's like, man, sometimes we just gotta take a minute, breathe in deep, see the game for what it is, and then go with it, man. Everything ain't the end of the world every single week.
Facts.
You know, we gotta as Bears fans, man, we gotta do better than that, bro. It's bad.
I was so happy last week. I didn't really watch the first quarter, like the first series of the game. And you know, the Bears had like 3 and outs. It was already, oh my God, Caleb Williams is trash.
It was 1-3 and out.
We didn't tear it all down. It was the first fucking
the first drive.
First possession, bro. I was like, I ain't gonna go respond. I ain't gonna tweet nothing. Then all of a sudden they start scoring touchdowns. Oh my God, this is the best. Like, y'all has a schizophrenic, bro.
We got they're one. Right. We got He's one.
We should have drafted Jaden Daniels. I'm like, oh my fucking God.
That's wild.
They'd be extreme,
You know, at the end of the day, Poles drafted Caleb Williams. He was the consensus number one overall. Everybody knew it. And Jaden Daniels is good. He had a heck of a year last year in college and won, you know, the Heisman and all of that. And it's great. But everybody knew Caleb Williams was the number one pick. Everybody knew that. We knew it. Even though, you know, I was leaning in a different direction, I knew he was going to get drafted number one. And if the Bears had the number one pick, they was going to pick him. You know, and everybody knew that. So, you know, for people to act like, oh, you know, Poles messed up on this one or this one, you know what I mean, or that. It's like, man, come on. Chill out, man, people. Chill out. It's going to be okay. We're going to figure this thing out. And, you know, of course, you know, the Bears' track record isn't good when it comes to quarterbacks, of course, right? So I understand it. But at the same time, not off of 1-2-3 games, man. We gotta chill, relax a little bit.
Yeah, I think he's shown enough, man, that everybody will just chill the hell out right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, I know Jaden Daniels doing his thing. And they got different kind of play style, right? You know, Jaden Daniels, he runs a lot more, you know, than Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams can move. We saw him move, but he extends the play and makes the, you know, their play style is just different.
Right.
You know, so you got to take that into account. So, like, if a guy's going to run more, we saw that with Justin Fields. He runs more. He's more of a running threat. It opened things up for him, whereas Caleb Williams is more of a pocket.
Right.
You know, he's dissecting the defense, which is what most Bear fans said they wanted.
That's it.
You know, we wanted that can evade the rush and move in the pocket and keep plays alive, and that's what we got. So be happy with what we got. That doesn't mean you got to hate on Jaden Daniels. He's a good player.
Right.
You know, and Caleb Williams is a good player. And those are two exciting. The rest of the quarterback class, we ain't got to see J.J. McCarthy, but the rest of them ain't looking that hot, man. We ain't seen Penix. We ain't seen J.J. and Penix, but the rest of them ain't looking that hot. So, you know, enjoy it, man. And this is going to be a good game after the bye week. I think it's going to be a good game. But I think the Bears overall have a better team.
I believe so too.
Yeah. I think so.
What's y'all predictions for next week?
Well, we can table that for next week's show.
Yeah, let's table it for next
table
week.
That for
oh
next
yeah, you're cool. Right. We got a bye. How about this? What do y'all think about, since we got division rivals playing each other?
Mm-hmm.
The Vikings versus the Lions. What do y'all think? I want a prediction for that game. Hope it ends in a tie, but
right. But I'm expecting a close battle. I'm expecting a shootout. I'm expecting a close, tough battle. But something in me is just telling me the fact that Detroit doesn't have Aiden Hutchinson and can't get to Sam Darnold when they would like to. That gives Minnesota the edge, and I give Minnesota 37, Detroit 34.
Shootout.
In a shootout, yes.
I'm gonna go Detroit. Detroit's winning that game, I believe. I just don't believe in Minnesota yet. They're gonna have to show it to me. Detroit has showed it to me for a year, all last year, half of the year before that. You know, even so, I'm gonna go with Detroit, and then Minnesota got to show me that they can win that game before I hop on that board. What can I say? Let me explain
this to you. Yeah, they ain't many.
Minnesota, hey, Minnesota had a man. Minnesota's 5-0, and they deserved every one of those wins. They beat the Texans. They beat the Packers. They beat who else? They whooped on. San Fran. Right? They beat some formidable teams, man. They beat some formidable teams. So I mean, you know, like I said, they beat the Texans, they beat the Packers, they beat the Niners. They're tough, man. Brian Flores got that defense balling.
Oh, gotcha. I'm gonna pick the Vikings mainly because they're at home. I think they're gonna pull up out 28-24, something like that.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. I don't know. It's gonna be a tough one. That's gonna be tough to see.
Yeah, it's gonna be tough.
It's gonna be a good one.
Either way, I hope they beat the hell out of each other. And
that'd be a physical game. I don't want nobody to get major injuries or nothing. Yeah. But yeah, it'd be a physical game to where, you know, you get beat up so bad that you have after effects the weeks after. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you go into the next, like they had that one stat where, what was it, like last year or the year before or whatever, every team that San Francisco played, they played so physical that the very next week they lost the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even if they beat San Fran, it was so physical that they was worn out so bad that they went into the next game and they lost the next game. Some weird stat like that. That's what I want to happen. That way they can beat each other up and then they both take another L in weekend.
Yeah. And then somebody moves 2 in a row.
Yeah.
Yep. I agree. Absolutely. I agree. Y'all got any shout outs?
Nah, I ain't got no shout outs, man. What I seen Dan do to old Alf King Mac over there.
Yeah, I saw that. It got me down.
Yeah, me in tears, dog. Wow. Wow.
I saw it late. I just saw it like an hour ago. So, dude, I was like, oh, man,
He came for me first, bro. He came for me first, and I just retaliated. You know what I mean? Retaliation. That's all.
Oh, yo, wow.
Shout out to Bad Guy Radio, all them guys over there.
Shout out to Bad Guy Radio, man. You know, so this is a short one, folks. You know, it's a bye week. We ain't really had much to discuss other than the fact that we're 4-2. And, you know, hopefully we'll be 5-2.
3-game winning streak, too.
Yeah, let's try to get the 4th one and the 5th one. You know,
mess around, it might
snowball
happen,
this thing. Yeah. I'm telling you, if we mess around and go through and run the table, like run the table and only come out like 6-1, 6-2, or 7-1, we gonna be ready. We gonna be ready. So,
yeah, man. As long as that line, we got it. That offensive line is my worry this year with this team.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, to really, really, really get in the push, and you know, we got a rookie QB. As good as he is, he's still a rookie QB.
Yeah.
So I think next year, in my opinion, is like, I don't want to write them off, but I think next year is that real, real, real push type of deal.
You start making waves at that point.
Like,
you know,
really being a contender, like a contender, like a legit contender. Like, we going into playoffs and winning games for the next decade.
That's the thing. You got to get on the map, man. Like, look, we talk about Detroit a little bit this episode, and, you know, you look at them, this has been a work in progress for them, but you see where it's gone, right? So the Bears can do the same thing. They can do a similar thing. You know what I mean? You just got to stay locked in. And when you start winning, it cures so much, bro. Like, like I think we talked about this in Spaces, Devore.
Yeah.
Like it cures everything to where guys are more focused. They're locked in.
Absolutely.
They pay more attention. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's happening. I think that'll bode well for practice weeks and all of that type of stuff. So, you know.
So, That's all I got.
Yeah, that's it for today, man. We appreciate y'all, man, for locking in and tuning in to us as always.
Yes, sir. Thank you for locking in. We see y'all next week with our predictions and, you know, we'll check out the Commanders play this week too, right? You get the
scout. They do.
Yeah. We'll have to check that game out. I don't know who they play, though.
Scout the competition.
For sure.
So, all right, y'all. Until next week, we out. Bear down, baby.
Peace.